eat well, sleep, exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of The Strength of Wellness. I am your host, Chris Hobbs. And if you haven't checked out our last episode, my interview with CJ Flood, that was an amazing interview where he went through his just a few things that he does to increase his energy and what he's done in the last few months. It was really inspiring, and to see the change that he's brought about has been, great. I have here today a friend and a bit of a mentor over the last few years. His name is Shane Anderson, and he is a guy that has built multiple businesses. He's taken a car repair business from basically scratch to eight figures in about 9 months. He's spoken to 27,000 people at business conferences, and he's built himself an accounting app because he couldn't find anyone to build it for him. I think that's just amazing.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
But his, that's great. But his mission is to help small businesses, small and medium business owners, reach the next level. And for me personally, he's been a bit of a distant mentor and an encourager. Just over the last few years that I've known you, Shane, you've inspired me and just encouraged me to step up. And I definitely wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you over the last few years. So thank you for jumping on board with this, and thank you for doing this interview.
Oh, Chris, mate, you're very welcome, my friend, and you're being too kind, mate. I'm sure you would be exactly where you are right now. The good thing about what we do is sometimes it's just, most people sort of think, motivation and, doing these types of things sort of is like a false coat that people wear. But, mate, for me, it's sometimes I think it's just about uncovering the person that's underneath all of the false layers that are out there and just shining. And mate, I'm really enjoying seeing your growth. It's fantastic.
Thank you. Well, I'm asking everyone this one question for this launch, and I'm going to ask you. So what is the one thing that you've done that's brought you the most energy in your day?
Yeah, fantastic question. And one that's probably the utmost importance, because without the energy to do what you need to do, you just can't get to where you need to be. And we ran a program like last year, I think it was, where we actually called it the Wolves Program, where we basically centered it around a ritual that you did first thing in the morning to get yourself started. And it was very simple, but there was certain steps to it. So first step was that you got out of bed and just got the body moving. That just gets the lymphatic system moving. It gets the blood circulating through the body. And then straight away, as soon as you've done that, what we would do is we would go into a meditation and you do like a 15 to 20 minute Vedic meditation, being able to center yourself, quieten the voice in your head and get to where you need to be. And you finish that meditation and you do a green drink. Right. So I don't care what it is. I don't care what product that people use. They just mix up something green, vegetables, whatever, and just get it into their body. Right. And then straight after that, they do some form of podcast or reading. And then straight after that, they send out a couple of messages to people that they love, just showing a bit of gratitude and appreciation. And what that did was, the way that my brain works is that the moment that you get up and you start moving, you're getting energy moving through your body. Right. Then the moment that you do the meditation, you're getting energy from the higher being, your spiritual self, your ancestors, whatever you believe in. Okay. Then the minute you do the green drink, you're drawing the energy out of the earth, out of Mother Earth, and putting that in your body. Then you do podcast or reading where you're getting energy from other people and you're absorbing that energy. And then the last thing you do is you give some of that energy back. So you fill your cup to overflow and then you give some of that gratitude, some of that appreciation back to the world to start the day. And look, it's a simple exercise. It takes around about 45 minutes to an hour to go through. But if you start your day with that, we've found a lot of people. In fact, we did a little 30-day challenge, and you know, we had nearly 3,500 people from around the globe doing this challenge and really just starting their day off by just filling the energy cup first and then starting to give some of that energy back. Just that simple step alone can really transform somebody's life and really put them into a frame of mind to really kick on and take control of their day.
I love that. Yeah, I remember being part of that 30-day challenge, and yeah, it was probably my first one that I did of those. And yeah, definitely helped me set up my own morning ritual, and definitely inspired me.
And I think that's the key, Chris, is that you don't have to be perfect. What we're looking for here is not 100% perfection. Perfection is probably the lowest form to actually aim at. What we're looking for is consistency. Mm. So if we say to somebody, if you're 85 to 90% consistent, you're going to get results. So it's not about being perfect. Aim for 85%, and then all of a sudden you start to get some consistency, and that will really kick you on.
Nice. Well, thank you for that. I love that. And thank you for coming on my show. And where can people find out more about you?
Look, best place probably shaneanderson.biz is my website. There's a couple of things there that you can obviously get in touch with. But if anyone wants to reach out, LinkedIn or Facebook, just add me as a friend. Send me a message first so I don't think you're a bot. And, you know, I'm pretty open as long as, there's a lot of sharks in the water on Facebook and stuff. So, by all means, strike up a conversation and you'll be surprised where it'll get you.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate being on.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.